Nolte, Senator Tim Scott says Trump innocent, no way Senate convicts. By John Nolte on November 25, 2019. Senator Tim Scott, RSC, said President Trump is innocent. And there's no way in the world the U.S. Senate will remove him from office. One thing is crystal clear, what we heard this week from the House was no facts, no evidence, nothing that would lead to an impeachment, Scott said on Friday. This is a place where I think all Americans wanted to know. Where is the fact pattern that leads to a conclusion of impeachment? What we heard instead, Scott continued, was contradictory conclusions from Vindman and Williams. We heard inconsistency from Sondland. He says there was a quid pro quo, but when he talked about the president's own words to him, he said the president said no quid pro quo. So I'm not confused, I'm actually more clear that there is no way in the world the Senate can convict the president. Because he seems to be innocent of an impeachable offense. When asked if the Democrat-led House will go ahead and impeach, even though there is zero chance Trump will be convicted and removed, Scott blasted the Democrats. He believes Democrats are looking to impeach Trump purely for political purposes. I'll be shocked if the Democrat House does not vote to impeach, Scott said. There was a conclusion drawn even before the impeachment process began. And, Democrat, Congressman Green said it really well. We must impeach the president, or we should impeach the president, or we have to try to impeach the president, or he'll win re-election. That was the basis for the process before it began, it is still the same way today. Scott also believes the upcoming Inspector General's report about the FBI witch hunt against President Trump will result in actual bombshells. There is more to come, he said. The impeachment bombshells that I read about have not been bombshells. But the bombshells that we will read about, in the IG report, I think will be tectonic shifts in the political landscape. This is terrible news for Democrats. Senator Scott is the exact kind of GOP senator the coup plotters in the media and Democrat Party needed to pick off. Needed to convince, if there was any hope of removing Trump, or convincing him to resign. What's more, they also needed a Senator Scott if they hoped to polish this impeachment turd into something resembling a credible and bipartisan process. Scott is no Trump groupie. He has criticized the president in the past. Alternately, Scott is no Mitt Romney, he's not a bitter sore loser. A crybaby who believes the opinion of National Review still matters. A battered Reno still looking to win the love of his 2012 batterers in the media. Here's the bottom line. Despite the moronic, anti-science and feelings-filled proclamations from idiots like David Brooks, Chuck Todd, and Peggy Noonan about how the evidence against Trump is undeniable, even though they never cite any evidence, Scott is not just adamantly opposed to removing Trump. He is publicly pointing and laughing at the entire process. He's wrist-flicking it as yet another partisan witch hunt, and going so far as to declare Trump innocent. The question now is whether or not Democrats really, really, really want to do this. What I mean is, do they really want to vote to throw Trump into the briar patch of impeachment when 1. There is no chance of removal, 2. There is no chance of any kind of bipartisan vote, except a backfire if Democrats like Joe Manchin side with the president, and 3. The Senate is controlled by the GOP, which means the trial is going to focus on things Adam Schiff blacklisted from his secret hearings, namely how Joe and Hunter Biden looted Ukraine. Joe Biden is the best chance Democrats have of beating Trump in 2020. Do Democrats really want a 2 to 4 week examination under the spotlight of impeachment into Biden's disgraceful and indefensible corruption? Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.